Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Lost Skills Podcast. We help you learn the skills you need to survive modern life. Today's episode is going to just be some updates, things that are going on around my place, just to tell you what's going on and why I've been kind of gone again. It sucks. It's like every time I start doing podcasts on a regular basis, life decides to kick me in the nuts. Anyway, well, who am I going to pick for a sponsor today? Today we're going to go sponsor free, I think. One thing I will say is if you want to help support the show, email me, jeff@lostskillspodcast.com. I have stickers for sale. I should really just start like an Etsy store or whatever the heck that thing is, and just sell some of my stickers on there. I should do that. Maybe I'll set that up one of these days. And then you could just go there and buy Lost Skills Podcast stuff, and I don't have to worry about it. So yeah, if you want to buy a sticker, they're $3, just email me, I'll send you my address, and you can just PayPal me the money or send me money. That's why I should set up an Etsy. It would just be so much easier. You could just send it, and then I get your address and ship it off to you. But for right now, email me. I'll give you my address. You can either send me $3. You can send me a check. You can send me whatever. We can even talk about barter, and they're $3 each. High quality vinyl. They can go through the dishwasher and everything else. Mine's gone through. My water bottle has gone through the dishwasher like, boy, I don't know, probably 10 times and no sign of it coming apart or the printing going away or anything. I got to set the Amazon affiliate up. I don't have that up anymore either. I got to work on my website and stuff. I've been so dead tired at the end of the day doing stuff. It's crazy. All right, let's get into some updates, shall we? First off, unfortunately, guys, some of you may have heard, if you're in the Survival Punks group and stuff, I hit a deer with my truck. Everybody was wondering if it was when I was podcasting, and no, it was not. Unfortunately not. It would have been a good, value for the show, but unfortunately, no, I did not hit a deer while I was podcasting. A lot of people wanted to hear the podcast where I hit the deer, but unfortunately, I wasn't recording. I am back in my personal mobile studio, the 1998 Chevy 1500 Silverado. When I hit the deer, I basically totaled the truck. I messed up the hood. I messed up the driver's side fender a little. I bent the core support in like a banana. I bent the air conditioner condenser, which is just like the radiator. I bent the radiator like a banana. That's right behind the condenser. The condenser actually leaked too. I bent the core support. I broke the shroud and pushed it back into the air conditioning pump. It ground a nice little groove in there. Let's see, what other damage did it do? It pushed the bumper up, tilted the bumper back a little bit. I broke the driver's side headlight right out. It smashed out the grill. Broke my bug shield. So I had to fix all that stuff. I had an extra headlight laying around, which was nice. Driver's side headlight. Had a passenger side headlight too. Someone gave me a box of like headlights and turn signals and stuff, side marker lights. So I ordered some parts off of eBay, and I should do an episode on how to fix your vehicle on the cheap. I bought most of my parts on eBay. Actually, I think I bought all of them on eBay. The grill, the core support, all that stuff. And it just came down to a matter of about a day and a half of me just taking the vehicle apart and fixing it. A hood latch support bracket that goes in the middle of the core support, that was bent too. Yeah, all that stuff got messed up pretty good. Let me think here. What else? Yeah, that's pretty much it. I had to take it apart. I had to bend the hood up and bent the brackets. And the hood's still bent up, but right now it's serviceable. I can, use my hood right now. But it's sprung, basically. It's bent way up. So I have to find a hood. I'll find one now at the junkyard or something. Hopefully I can find that and, get a hood and get my truck back together. The fenders, I pulled all the dents out. It's okay. It's kind of hitting on the driver's door a little bit. You hear it like tink when it opens up. It'll go like tink. So I gotta loosen the bottom and like push the bottom of the fender forward a little bit. Just some little adjustments, but my vehicle is drivable right now. That was a good thing. I bought all the parts and I bought them on eBay, and like I had everything within a week and a half. I've been still rebuilding my basement from after when my basement flooded. I've been drywalling and mudding and painting and cutting drywall and running electrical outlets and, you know, moving some electrical in the house. I've been like super busy with that stuff. And one of my walls, I tongue and grooved it. I painted the block walls. You know, I painted the floors. It's been a never-ending thing for me. It's just been just crazy. I've been working on all this stuff, and I had to take a day off to fix my truck. I actually had to take a day off to fix my Trailblazer because it had a power steering leak, and then I was driving that for a while, and I went and picked up some corn because I'm still selling corn for my corn business and stuff. And I went and picked up the corn. I came home with my dad's trailer and like 70 bags of corn behind my Trailblazer, and my Trailblazer decided it was going to shit the bed in my driveway. So it's been kind of super hectic for me. And then like at night when I get done with that, I've been so tired, I haven't felt like editing podcasts or anything like that. So they're going to start coming, guys. I have a couple in the pipe, a couple that I want to get out. I have one yet on car, buying a used car. I have one, I'm going to have one on how to get the most for your car. I should do one on how to fix your vehicle on the cheap, like body panels and stuff. Where to get all that stuff. The places I shop at online for parts. I buy a lot of my parts online, you know, just a huge amount of them online. So I'm going to do an episode on that, I think. But I just wanted to talk to you guys a little bit and, you know, tell you that, hey, the podcast isn't gone. It's just another one of them things where life is kicking me in the balls. It's like 2017 decided to kick me in the balls this year. I don't know why. It just must be my turn. But it just seems like my days have been consumed, and now I'm going to be cutting firewood, and it's going to be deer season soon, and I'm going to try when I'm in the deer stand and I have a lot of quiet time by myself. probably do a few podcasts. I'm not going to have as much time to hunt as I normally do because I started my new job. But, you know, I'm going to get some podcasts done. That's another thing is I started my new job, and ever since I started, I've basically been on overtime. Once I was trained, it was overtime, and, you know, I've been working 11-hour days, and it's Fridays, and I don't have much time on the weekends to get my stuff done, so, yeah, it's been just kind of hectic for me. Like I said, I apologize, guys. I've been wanting to make video and stuff. I got my new camera. Nikki from the Survival Punks group sent me some soap. I need to make a video about that. I have the video yet from Aaron and his wife. I don't know if I uploaded it to YouTube or not. I gotta look. Maybe I just have to edit it and put it together. But it's just been super hectic. Like I said, guys, just bear with me. A few other things I want to talk about is the hurricanes in Texas and the hurricane in Florida. And, you know, I have family that live in Florida, and I have a friend that lives in Florida. One day, right before the hurricane, my friend was bitching on Facebook that he couldn't get a case of bottled water at the store. And I'm like thinking, you dumb shit, you live in hurricane country, why wouldn't you have 2-3 cases of bottled water, you know, and some basic necessities around? I have more water in my basement, and honestly, I don't prep a lot of water because I live within a couple hundred feet of a major creek. So, well, it's not even a creek, it's a river, really. I could just go to the river and get water. I have filters and stuff. I live in northeast Wisconsin. There's water everywhere. So I don't really prep a lot of water. But, you know, I have more water than he does. And, you know, it just seems wrong to me. I saw an article where people were pissed at Amazon because right before the hurricane, they started ordering supplies and the supplies couldn't get to them because of gridlock on the roads and stuff. And I just think that's a real shitty excuse to blame someone else for you not being prepared. It was not Amazon's fault. It's mostly, you know, because of the roads being blocked up and stuff. But I think that you should be responsible for yourself. And I know that hurricanes don't hit all the time, but you live in Florida, the chances there, you have a better chance of getting hit with a hurricane than I have with getting hit with a tornado. So, I think that that's another thing. Oh, another thing I got is I had the power outages and stuff. I don't know if I talked about the power outages that have been going on in my house. And I have my 4,000 peak 2,000 watt inverter on my pickup truck. And I ran my house with it and stuff. Finally, the power went out again for a day and a half. Talked to my wife. My wife finally just said, just get a damn generator and let's get it over with. I've been trying to get her to get on board with having a generator around the house for a while, and I always get a little pushback, and now she said, let's pull the trigger on one, so I finally did that. Money's been kind of tight because of job changes and stuff, but that was a necessary prep item. It's nice. I got a 5,000 watt continuous generator. It was like $320 at Menards. Old 6 gallons of gas. And then after we bought it, what do you know, the power went out again, so we used it, and then she was all happy. I got to wire a suicide plug, which is two male plugs, and so I could plug it in my welder socket in the garage. And I'm going to make a muffler for it. So I'll be doing videos on that stuff when it gets done. Or when I get done with that. Yeah, there's been some interesting things. Kind of with the power outages we've been having this summer, and we've been having severe storms here. It's been kind of a little easier to get my wife on board with some of my prepping ideas. You know, she's a reluctant spouse, you know. Basically, you know, she thinks I'm a little crazy sometimes, but now she's kind of been seeing the merits. And the best thing to have is a blackout bag for when you're having, you know, power outages and stuff. That's like one of the easiest gateways to prepping, is to have that, so that when the lights go out, you can have your blackout kit, get out your lanterns, get out your flashlights, candles, whatever you want to do, and you get that stuff out and use it, and you know, you kind of save the day, and then you're like, oh, well, that worked out good, you know, let's do this, you know, make a hospital bag. Don't call it your bug out bag, call it a hospital bag, a bag that you use for if someone gets sick and has to go to the hospital. I carry my bug out bag in my truck. When I talk to her about it, I basically call it a hospital bag, but it's a get home bag. It has just about everything I need in it for me to walk home from work. That's kind of, you know, one of the important things. I live out of town, or I work out of town. I work like 30 miles from where I live. So I need to have a way to get home. If I can't drive home, I need to have the things I need to walk home. But there's been a few times where she's called me from work. My kid's sick. I leave work and go to the hospital where the kid is. And I had a change of clothes. They're not the world's best clothes. They're kind of shitty clothes. My old work clothes. But I have a clean change of clothes in my bag, which is really nice to have. And she kind of seen the merit of that. And I told her, put an extra set of clothes in a bag and put them in the trunk of your car and just forget about them. You know, and then you have a couple of changes of clothes. Maybe put some, you know, hygiene products in there for yourself. You know, have that hospital bag. You know, it's all in getting your spouse to go into it. Just ease into it. So I've been working on doing that. You know, generator was a big step. She was very firmly against having a generator for a long time. Because, oh, we never use it. We don't have power issues here. Well, this year it was bad, so now I have a brand new generator. What I gotta do is get some stuff for the gas. Not stable, but the other stuff that Stephen Harris recommends. So I'm gonna put that in the gas, treat the tank, and I'll start it once a month, and everything will be good. I just wanted to, you know, like I said, I wanted to touch base with you guys and just share what's been going on with me lately. I know some of the updates haven't really changed, but now I'm getting into firewood season. I'm selling corn heavy. It's getting a hunting season. I want to shoot another buck. I'd like to shoot another 8-pointer, a little bigger than the one I shot last year, or maybe bigger. Like I said, I just wanted to touch base with you guys, tell you what's going on. Gonna edit the episode on how to buy a vehicle I don't know if I edited that or not. I'm going to have to look. Maybe I already edited it. Maybe it'll be out before this one. I don't know. But I'm going to do an episode on how to get the most when selling your vehicle. Do that. I'm going to make one on how to fix your vehicle on the cheap. I'm going to do that too. I'm going to try to do some regular prepping stuff. You know, like I said, with the hurricanes going on and stuff, it's just a crazy time. And you know, those hurricanes in Texas and Florida, those affect me even being across the country. Funny thing is that where I work, our sister company is in Texas, and they closed the plant down for a week because of flooding and people losing their homes and not being able to come to work and stuff. And it took them a week before they could open their factory back up. So we've been doing some of their work, and we're going, and until they're back up to 100%, we're going to do some of their work. They used to finish some of our work. We would send it down there. They'd finalize it. We're probably going to end up doing that. So, I mean, even being so far away, indirectly, I'm affected by that, which means probably more overtime for me. You know, I have family and friends in Florida. I hope that everybody's well. So far, so good. It sounds like everybody's been okay. Scav from the Survival Punks group, he loaded up his truck with water and gas and supplies and stuff, and he said he was going to go to Florida to help out, to help people in need and stuff. That's great. I wish I could do things like that. I can't because of being new at my new job and stuff. But it's been, and I live almost a day's, you know, 20 hours away from there, but it's been, really good to see people pulling together and going and helping and stuff like that, especially people that are prepared. It sucks that I'm in the position I'm in now because I'm making less money than I used to make, and I've been spending money on my own personal disaster, so I'd like to help them out. It's just like, I can't. I think that's going to be it for today's episode. I think I've rambled on long enough. Like I said, I just want to touch base with you guys. I'm going to start recording some episodes. If you have ideas for episodes, email me at lostskillspodcast@gmail.com. Or if you're in the Survival Punk group, join the group. Survival Punk Punks. Join the group and on Facebook and message me or friend me on Facebook. You can find me, Jeff Radke. It says Lost Skills Podcast under my name. It's not hard to do. Send me a message on my Lost Skills Podcast page. However you want to get a hold of me, send me your show ideas. And if I can, I'll do something about the episode. I'll make that episode for you. Give you my thoughts on things. What I need to do is go back to some of those old episodes I did on how to make things and stuff and redo some of those older episodes. Now, some of them are 5 years old, and your perspective and ideas change over the years. So that would be fun to go back and do some of those episodes. Ed, doing this podcast for this long, some of those episodes, I did some of the first ones. They could be actually better now than versus when I did them. So I'm gonna redo some of those episodes, maybe with some new ideas or things I missed or whatever. But with that being said, I am going to get out of here. I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Just a little update telling you what's going on with me and why I'm kind of hit or miss lately. It's been a few weeks, I think, since I put a podcast up. It's just life's been hectic, and I just need to go through, crank out 3-4 episodes and schedule them out. That's the best thing I think I can do. But anyway, with that being said, guys, I hope you enjoyed the episode. I'm going to get out of here and talk to you later. Bye.